Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Man, and you know, sometimes in life, you know, you have to keep it moving. The group Trilogy, well, they made a song, Keep It Moving, and you've heard it on Real Gospel. And after this song, we're going to speak to the members of this group and find out why it's important that those of us in the body of Christ, well, we keep it moving. This is Real Gospel.
Keep it moving, yeah, yeah.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am honored to have on the program with us today, Sierra, Stephen, and Shantae, who's going to be with us at any moment. But they represent the group Trilogy, and welcome to Real Gospel, y'all.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, and I should say you all. All right, we have a tad bit of feedback right there, but we'll fix that as the interview goes forward. It's not a problem. So I'll start with, let's start with whoever wants to go first and tell everybody a little bit about who you are and where you're from and how you met the other members.
So,
go ahead.
we're actually siblings. Found each other by birth. So we grew up singing in church. Both of our parents are musicians. We attend Church of Jesus Christ in Washington, D.C. Our grandfather, Bishop John T. Leslie Jr., is the pastor. So that's where we have our foundation. And we pretty much grew up singing pretty much everywhere in rehearsals and things of that sort. And so one day our parents found us sitting in our brother's room, and they, figured that going through with ministry would be such a light for not only our lives but everyone else's. So we started off as the Leslie kids, and then we went to sing more and more, and we worked with our producer Dana Saray under the names STO3, and we were so blessed and fortunate to be nominated for a Stellar Award. And from there, we just kept going and ministering and trying to reach people. And that is how we ended up where we are today.
Yeah, yeah. Age-wise, how do you fall age-wise? Oldest, middle, who's what?
I'm the oldest. I'm 24. I'll be 25 this year.
Okay.
This is Sierra. I turned 23 this year.
Okay.
And this is Shantae. I turned 21 this year.
Okay. Well, look at God. Isn't God good?
Yes.
Birthdays this year, y'all are all college age kids. And so who came up with the name Trilogy? How'd that happen?
Oh, man.
You go from the Leslies, the Leslie kids to Trilogy.
Right. So our name right before Trilogy was STO3.
STO3.
Mm-hmm. And so we decided in January 2020 to make another shift. We wanted something that really encompassed all of our stories together, growing together, learning together, musically, but also in life. So we chose Trilogy together. And it took a lot of time. It took a lot of workshops. It took a lot of, saying the name out loud and just kind of, living with it for a second. But we all settled on Trilogy, and we wanted it to represent the three of us as individuals coming together to tell one story, one musical journey, one journey with Christ. And so that's how we came up with Trilogy.
Mm, gotcha. And so since your dad is a musician and your mom sings, it's evident because you all can sing. So you all musically inclined. Who plays what instrument between the three of you all?
Played a lot. I think we all at some point were in band or orchestra.
Wow.
He played trumpet, Sierra played the violin, and I played the cello.
Interestingly enough, one of the songs in the album features Shantae playing the cello. It's called Seasons. A very, very moving piece. And I think for this album, our parents as well as our producer really wanted us to showcase all of the musical capabilities that we had, and playing instruments like you mentioned is definitely one of them. So you'll get to hear a little piece of that on the album.
So let me you've gone to school to study music, haven't you, Steve?
I actually did not. I went to school to study biomedical engineering. I was still doing music while I was in college, though. I was part of an a cappella group called Two Past Midnight.
You referred to the music as a piece. I mean, that's not like classical. I feel opera-like for a second there.
Yeah, so, funny enough, I this is Sierra speaking. I'm actually in graduate school right now at the Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore, Maryland.
See?
For classical music. I'm actually finishing up my first year there as a graduate student.
Congratulations. And let me,
thank you so much. And you know, virtual lessons have been a hot mess, but it's fine because I'm grateful. But yes, classical music, honestly, I feel like we've all had our bouts with it. Musically, we're very diverse. And you get to see a lot of that on the album we released today called Blank Script. There's a lot of musical genres that are just sprinkled through the entire project. And I think that's what makes it so special and so fun to listen to. But also, it's very encouraging. You get to see all sides of us with just a couple of songs. And so, yes, I am vocally classically trained. Shante is classically trained on the trumpet, on the cello, not the trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And then Steven brings a lot of the writing and the elemental components that really tie us all together.
Yes, and I can hear it in the song Keep It Moving. And you all write that, and what's the story behind that song?
Well, it's a funny story.
It's self-explanatory. It's self-explanatory in a way, but I'm just saying, for people who missed it before I played it a second ago.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because that song was not supposed to be on the album.
Oh.
One of the songs that we had pitched. but I had started a cover of the Peaches and Herb song Shaker Groove Thing, which is crazy because we didn't know who they were. We only know that song from an old Disney Channel movie that we watched when we were kids. But that sort of morphed into us playing it for our producer and our parents, and they were like, this has to be on the album. And by that point, you know, democracy, there were more people who were for it than against it. So we were like, okay, we'll put it on. And it actually is one of the more interesting songs on the album because it does have that retro feel. It takes people back to that time period, the disco era, 70s, but it also has like a youthful flavor to it because we're all, you know, under 25 and singing this song.
Yes. That is definitely what I felt from the song. It feels energetic. And you said Peaches and Herb, whom I do remember, sort of. But I was thinking, you know, it had more of a Destiny's Child feel type of...
sort of vibe. Yeah.
So come on, what else is mixed up in that song that y'all slid in there? Yeah, Kurt Franklinized it.
Yeah, it sort of has, it also has like a radio feel as well. I describe it as like a Friday afternoon, like you're driving in your car, the weather's not too hot, it's not too cold. It just has that sort of vibe, but it still keeps the message, you know, very God-centered, which is, you know, how we grew up writing music and how we grew up singing. But like you said, we grew up listening to the Mary Marys and the Kirk Franklins. So like making
and it sounds like I was gonna say yes, like a Mary Mary. It's sort of like it's amazing, and it makes me think that the three of you all, and I think I know what the answer is. Have the three of you all ever been locked in a room together? I don't mean locked in a room, but I mean in a room together. And just sort of had a jam session, as they say, where you just played and just vibed together and just played. Has that happened?
Yeah. Lately it's been like a lot with the pandemic and everything.
Yeah.
Like kind of like be in one space and like, you know, be not like moving around and everything. But we've had a couple here and there, you know, to just, you know, kind of like get our musical juices flowing. Definitely with our producer, Dana Saray, we've had those like musical encounters and things like that.
No, because the reason why I asked that question is because you all, as Steve and I were talking, to me, it appears that you all have your own signature style. You know, it's not just music. It's a brand. If that makes any sense. And so I'm not sure. Maybe I'm the only person to ever say that to you all. But I think that you all are on to something with the way that you all are harmonized together. It just feels different. And I think that that you all have not only tremendous futures ahead of you as a trio, but also as individual artists and producers in your own right. I mean, I just sort of see it in the way that you all approach all this, and that doesn't have, and that's just this side of it. It had nothing to do with the ministry side of it that I sort of hear coming out of you all. So which one of you all is probably nominated next to be the most likely to pastor?
Pastor.
Yes, pastor.
You know, if the Lord calls one of us, he's gonna call. And you know what? Our phones are ready.
See,
it's really interesting that you say that, though, because we actually grew up singing a cappella. So we've kind of always gotten that comment that, like, you guys, like, sound different. And it kind of really has a lot to do with, you know, our parents, like, sitting down, encouraging us and, like, teaching us how to, like, blend with each other and, like, you know, kind of, like, read each other. Like, hey, like, when we're singing live, like, where is this person going to go next? Like, I kind of know where Stephen and Sierra will go with the piece, even if we're doing it impromptu. So because, you know, like, that sibling aspect and then just having that musical kind of intellect from our parents, you know, being able to do those things, like, blend well and, like, read each other, it helps a lot in that aspect, too.
Yeah.
Also, yes. I must mention that Dana Saray is also a member of Soundcheck. So we grew up around that High Tribute GA and Soundcheck era. Okay. And if you know anything about them, you know the music that they were putting out during that time was completely different from anything else in the genre. Yeah. So we were fortunate enough to be a part of that too.
All right. Amen. As we wrap up, and I really appreciate the time that you all spent just talking to us and educating us and the listeners about you all, because I think I made some new friends today. I think I have. Can I call y'all friends?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, great. As we wrap up this interview, tell the listeners where they can find out about you all and how they can purchase your music as well.
Okay, so everyone can find us on Instagram and Facebook as Trilogy Sings, all one word, Trilogy, SINGS. Our music is available on Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music, probably YouTube. It's pretty much available everywhere. But if you find a link in our bio, you can click that link and you have our music at your fingertips. So again, Instagram and Facebook at Trilogy Sings.
Trilogy Sings. And when they respond to you all on social, when they talk to you all on social media, which one of you all are the one that's more likely to speak for the group?
That is a secret. No, I'm kidding.
Got quiet. Probably you. Who said it's probably me?
It's Sierra.
See, so that's who you're probably. So, and that's a gift to. That's how you find out who's been listening. I said, "Well, I heard you on the Real Gospel with the X-Man, and I know it's you, Sierra. Who am I talking to, Sierra? This is. Yep, that's how you do that. Oh, and before I let you go, tell everybody about the church services. Do you all attend the same ministry still, or separate ministries?
The same.
Where can the listeners, in case they're in your area, or want to view online? Where can they find the church?
You can find us sometimes on Church of Jesus Christ Facebook Live. They have, you know, Facebook pages and everything. They're very active. We recently just did an Easter service that is hosted, and we're so excited for viewers to see that as well. So we're just thankful for the experience. But yes, we still attend that ministry, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, there it is. The one and only members of Trilogy. I really appreciate you all for spending time with us on Real Gospel. And, you know, if there's anything that we can ever do for you, please don't hesitate to just reach out to me and let me know. Sierra, Stephen, and Shantae, Trilogy. But that doesn't mean that this is the last in the Trilogy. It's supposed to be a joke, but never mind. Trilogy 1, 2, 3.
I got it.
Yeah, there you go. So I messed it up. Never mind. I have a bad sense of humor, everybody. But thank you all so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.